The winter break helped a few teams take a step back and advise on how this season has been going so far overall. For Griswold, the break helped the team get together for team bonding, which really helped out on the court, which was shown by a study by the University of Southern Maine. The study showed that, quote, teams that have a positive team culture develop on-court cohesion and trust that allows for sports strategy to be executed in a way that promotes success for the team as a whole, end quote. Griswold has only utilized that culture to get better over the break.
You know, we had a really good break. Team came together. We did a little bit of some things away from the gym and, you know, hanging out wise the team did and just really cleaning things up. We cut down our turnovers. We're going to be a battle for the second half.
Despite their 51-42 loss to Fremont Mills on Tuesday, the team has continued to be selfless with the basketball. So far this season, the Tigers are led by Peyton Cook and Bodie Wyman, who averaged 12.7 and 11.4 points respectively. These two are the main keys on this Griswold team and always make sure to keep their teammates involved in a team effort rather than an individual effort.
You know, being selfless with the ball. If you look even at the Heartland Christian game, Braden Lockwood had 15 points. We were pumping the ball inside and then kicking the ball back out. When the boys play as a team, the stats take care of themselves. And Peyton and Bodie both are very selfless with the ball. They get the team involved. And as long as they're moving and continuing in that direction, they're going to get their points. They're going to get their assists. They work hard. They work hard for rebounds. You know, they're guards and they're getting scrappy with the ball, going after it. And that's what a coach asks for.
Rather than keeping things the same for Griswold, they've been changing up their look for January. While not getting further into discussion on this new look, expect Griswold to move the ball quicker and more efficiently while playing tighter defense to close the gaps and pull in rebounds. Griswold also has the talent to do it defensively, with Hogan Hook underneath the basket, as he 6'3" junior has been a key in grabbing boards this season with 7.2 rebounds per game.
As we move on, I mean, you know, during Christmas break, we put a couple wrinkles in to our offense, you know, defensively as well, because you have to change things up. If it stays the same, then teams are going to watch tape or watch film on you. And, you know, if you don't change things up, then it's too robotic. So the boys really worked hard over Christmas break for January and into February to have a different look and take care of the ball and win some basketball games.
The Tigers have come out of the break with a tough week of basketball. After their game against Fremont Mills on Tuesday, the Tigers have back-to-back home matchups against Lenox and Essex. Both teams match up with Griswold statistically, as all teams are shooting just around 32% from the field or better so far this season. These are crucial games that could determine the path for Griswold throughout January.
I think it's great that we have Lenox on Thursday, Essex on Friday. If you look at the stats, they are very comparable with one another. As far as they all have scores. You know, it's about playing sound defense, playing selfless basketball, which results into team play. And as long as we take care of the ball and we take care of each other, we're going to be fine against anybody.
Griswold hosts both Lenox on Thursday and Essex on Friday, with both tip-offs at 7:30 p.m. KSOM 96.5 will be live for the Friday broadcast against Essex, with live streaming on Western Iowa Today TV. Myself, Zach Callens, and Austin West will return to the booth with a pregame show after the girls' postgame show around 7:15 p.m. I'm Zach Callens, reporting.